Good evening. I'd like to call the December 20th, 2011 meeting of the Tompkins County Chamber, Tompkins County Chamber, whatever, Legislature, to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just read an email about the chamber meeting tomorrow morning. I think it's, sorry about that, folks. Roll call of members.
Mr. Lane?
Here.
Ms. McAsey?
Here.
Mrs. McBean Claiborne?
Present.
Mr. McKenna?
Here.
Mr. Proto?
Here.
Ms. Pryor?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Here.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Here.
Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Burbank?
Here.
Ms. Chuck?
I am here.
Mr. Dennis?
Here.
Ms. Herrera?
Here.
Ms. Kiefer?
Present.
Ms. Robertson?
Here.
15 members present?
Petitions, proclamations, petitions, communications, and notices.
Communications are on the desk.
I would like to ask for an executive session at the end of this meeting to talk about possible litigation and negotiations. And I will also be reordering the agenda so that we try to take care of the two controversial or most controversial items first, the gas drilling and the bond resolution on the Carver Bazaar building. So we'll deal with that when we get there. Now, privilege of the floor for the public. I just have two people signed up. After they're finished, if anybody else wants to speak, you can just come to the microphone and say your name. We have a three-minute time limit, and Kathy Covert will help you keep track of that. Herb Engman, Town of Ithaca supervisor. You probably get 6 minutes, Herb, as you know, also for your as your supervisor in your supervisor role. So go for it.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm here, of course, to speak with. Sorry, getting a little feedback. Here to speak on the issue of gas drilling, and to probably no one's surprise, I want to be in favor of your resolution tonight to ask for a statewide ban on hydrofracking. Probably like a lot of people, I took a long and torturous course of education concerning hydrofracking since I started looking into it many years ago. I grew up in oil and gas country in Pennsylvania. My grandfather, father, my brothers, and I all worked on gas leases. And when I first looked into this issue, I thought, well, if it's done right, it'll be fine. Well, what I found is there is no way to do it right. The technology just isn't there yet. This is not my grandfather's way of drilling. The vertical wells, even when they're flooded with water, which had been done in my region of the state in Pennsylvania, worked fine. But that's not what's being proposed anymore by the gas industry. And New York State is just not ready for this, nor is any place else, quite frankly, I think, in the Northeast. In effect, the town of Ithaca has already taken a very similar stance to what's on your agenda tonight. In our response to the DEC's ESGEIS, here's what our conclusion was. Based on the ESGEIS analysis, the no-action alternative is the preferred outcome. Given the clear dangers to the environment and public health of high-volume hydraulic fracturing using the current technologies, the lack of significant financial gain for the overwhelming majority of the citizens of New York State, and the assured decades-long damage to the way of life of those residing in the gas drilling regions, the no-action alternative is the logical and proper finding resulting from this seeker study. So no-action alternative, in effect, means there would be no permitting, because that was the whole purpose of the ESGEIS, is to declare that it should be allowed. So I do support the resolution that's on your desk tonight, and I hope you'll vote for it. And I just want to say an aside. I want to thank Tompkins County for the tremendous support you've given to the Tompkins County Council of Governments. Another hat that I wear has been as co-chair this year. I'll be co-chair next year of TCOG. And that organization has been spectacularly successful, due in no small part to the support the county has given to making sure that it works. Staff support has been tremendous. I won't get into naming other individuals, but there have been plenty of individuals who have stepped forward and made major contributions to TCOG. And so we look forward to another great year coming up of TCOG projects. And as you know, TCOG has been leading, taking the lead for a study on hydrofracking in this county. And there's a report that will be coming out very soon that will sort of compile all of the work that's been done by all kinds of people throughout the county, citizens and government officials. And it will really, I think, impress people with the content of what's in there. So this, your action tonight is a very logical component of all that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Herb. With a TCOG hat, you could have 9 minutes. But we do hope you'll come back often as a town official. I would mention that that report is now up on the TCOG website. So it came in today. Michelle sent out the link to TCOG members. I forwarded it to legislators. So anyone can, I think, go to the Tompkins County website. And on the lower right-hand corner, there's a link to the TCOG website right there. And from there, it's really quick to find gas drilling and a whole number of pages of resources, including all the comments made at the and video from the December 1st hearing on gas drilling.
So, 200-plus pages.
That's right. Thank you, Herb. Next is Steve Nicholson.
Hello, I'm Steve Nicholson. I'm the chair of the Environmental Management Council and chair of Energy Independent Caroline. I strongly urge and applaud your efforts to pass this resolution on the statewide ban of hydrofracking. The EMC has prepared an extensive comment, and we will share that with the legislature. We're enjoying the extra time that we are given by the state. So we'll have that in January. We expect the town of Caroline to pass a similar ban that the town of Ithaca did as soon as possible, maybe not in January, but hopefully very soon. I had the privilege to talk to Roger Moore, who's the executive director of Environmental Advocates, actually twice in the last month. And he said that it was very important for towns and cities and counties to pass a ban because this sends a strong message to the state. So, again, I applaud your efforts. I also urge you to reach out to neighboring counties, especially to the south of us. A good colleague of mine on the EMC in a, I won't name the county, south of us lost her job. She was a long-standing EMC member. Lost her job because she spoke out 2 years ago against hydrofracking. So please extend your contacts, and we need as many counties as possible in the state to ban hydrofracking. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Next, I don't have any more sign-ups, so anybody else can just join us. Say your name and where you live, please.
Yes, my name is Cornelia Farnham. I'm from the town of Caroline. And I would just like to thank you for bringing forward this resolution recommending a statewide ban on high-volume hydraulic fracturing. I think this is an incredibly important way that the county can show support for the towns who either have implemented or now are initiating implementation of bans on their own, because it's the towns that have the authority to implement their own land use laws. So I very much hope that you pass this resolution. I think your passage of this resolution will add further momentum to what is going on in the town of Caroline, where we have clearly had an electoral mandate for our town board to move forward quickly with a moratorium / ban, and this will only help strengthen the resolve for us to do that. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Legislators, and then, oh, Marty, you're coming. Okay, sorry.
Yes, I'm Martin Hatch from town of Dryden. I want to add my voice to the chorus of support of those who support your taking up this resolution, and to those who have just said the good reasons for passing it with a strong voice. As the previous speaker said, you just add momentum to what I think and hope is a growing understanding across the state that this is a bad course of action and needs to be stopped, and there has to be some much more thought put together for how we should develop our solutions to the problems of energy, the needs of energy in our community. So thank you for your work to put a halt to this short-sighted process, and concomitantly for your work in supporting all kinds of important alternatives to developing the course of action for providing energy for the needs of the community and the needs of the American society in general.
Thank you, Marty. Anyone else? All right, legislators. And then I think what I'd like to do is, if it's okay, to have Pam have you bring forward the resolution. Okay, great. So legislative privilege. Anyone? Frank.
Yes, I wanted to make you aware, in case you haven't picked up on it, that the home health team out of the health department received quite a recognition this past week. It's officially they're going to be, and they are featured on the Public Health Works website, and there's a picture of the whole team. And I thought it would be appropriate for you folks to know, after some of the stress that everyone in the health department has been through this last year, that the recognition was very much appreciated. Secondly, I was going to hold this for my report, but let me say it now because Lisa is here. Last week, you may remember that over the last 5 or 6 months, I've been periodically reminding you that there's a group that's meeting with regard to the health transitions, the care transitions initiative. That was the $500 million that's available through the feds. Lisa announced to some of us, Joe and Martha included, that we were successful in receiving the first piece of this, and Lisa will be meeting with that team here in the next week or 10 days, early into January, to see what the conditions are. It was awarded by the Community Health Foundation of Western and Central New York, but it's the first step in a collaboration that we are trying to put together in advance of the Medicare reforms that are coming down the pike. Did I say that right, Lisa? Thank you. And lastly, you were all pensive at the last board meeting when Leslin announced, and Joe was quick to pick up on it, that Leslin and I were going to meet at GIAC and get into the boxing ring a little bit. As luck would have it, Leslin was there. She had to leave early. I got there late, made the last two matches, but our match was postponed. So when they announce it, when they have the next one, we'll be sure to let you know, because I think you'd be very enthralled, as we will be, when we put the gloves on. We don't want to wait for the next election. We may, if, depending on how the redistricting goes, we may be in each other's district. So it'll be an interesting bout. And it was, all kidding aside, it was a very good time. The kids, they weren't all little kids, by the way. some of these people. I don't think I'd want to get in the ring with some of them. Brian would have a tough time with a couple of these. But anyway, thank you, Madam Chair. Leslie, keep your gloves handy, okay?
I have them.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Carol.
Yeah, well, I was going to announce something about the, remind you of the community workshop on the strategic tourism plan on January 10th. At the library from 4 to 6, I saw Tom Knipe walk into the room. If you're here to talk to us about that, no? Would you like to talk to us about it? If not, I will.
I'd be happy to reiterate that the Strategic Tourism Planning Board has scheduled a public workshop to provide input to the strategic tourism plan that the board's been developing over the last year. It's still very much a work in progress and lots of opportunity to add to the growing list of potential opportunities for tourism in the county.
Yes. So if, for people who haven't met him, this is Tom Knipe, our tourism planner. And since I blindsided him and I happen to have the agenda in front of me for that workshop, I will tell you that there will be a chance to learn some really good information in short order about our tourism program and what it has delivered over the past number of years, and then to hear about the kinds of input we want for the plan for the upcoming period, and to a lot of the meeting is devoted to soliciting input from people who come, and that will be at the library. And I really encourage you all to come out and at least listen, if not contribute, and encourage anybody you know who might be interested in what the shape of our tourism program will look like over the next decade or so to come and give your thoughts. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Jim.
Martha, I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you going to say anything about Cornell's recent good news?
You go. Go for it.
Well.
No, actually, it wasn't on my list. Go.
I mean, obviously, all of you have read the news and that the university, after receiving a $350 million donation, have won the competition in New York City to put their tech center there with a group from Israel. And it can't mean anything but good thing for Tompkins County, even though they're going to have another campus. They have many small campuses everywhere in the world. And from my point of view, I think it's a pretty amazing thing that they were able to do that. And a lot of people worked very hard to make that happen for the community and also for the university.
Thank you, Jim. Anyone else? Leslie.
Thanks, Martha. I had something really smart that I was going to say about the $350 million and the hope that, never mind, I'll take you back. I'm not one to talk about our political non-decision makers and Washington. I'm not one to talk about them, but I hope that this holiday, that this holiday season, the majority of Americans who are struggling will find some relief, and that our non-decision makers in Washington will take that into consideration, that they are people who are really struggling and can use whatever breaks, can use whatever tax incentives that we can give to them, and that the wealthiest of us will also recognize that it takes all of us to help support, nurture, and make sure that everyone else is enjoying the basic human rights and needs. That said, usually I do my public service announcement. And in the light of everything that's going on, I know people are pretty stressed out. There's just so much going on. We've had some incidents of violence in our community, things that, you know, some of them are just on, some are unprecedented, some are just a sign of the times. So I just want to put out my personal appeal in this last meeting of the year for the legislature to everyone out there that I know things are rough, I know it's hard, but I appeal to everyone, all of us, to be calm, to enjoy the season for what it's supposed to be, and to please let's not engage in behaviors that would lead to violence, violence against each other, violence against our community, our children. It's really hurtful and really hard. And I want to say a special thank you to George McGonigal, who's currently one of the first board representatives in City Council, and Anna Ortiz, a member of, not a member, but the founder of No Mas Lagrimas, for organizing a community meeting where people really get an opportunity to talk about the recent shooting on the West Hill and to share what are some of their thoughts and decisions going forward about how they can feel safe. I was having a conversation with someone in my office the other day about violence in a different country, and they were saying in a certain part, they were heading home for the holidays, and they said in a certain part where they live that despite everything else going around, their little village, people don't accept that violence. So everyone comes out whenever anybody is going to pretend like they want to come rob, steal, plunder, do anything. The entire village is out. They don't condone violence, mind you, but they're out with bats and pipes and frying pans and skillets to let villains know that it's not acceptable. They're going to be performing some violence on the villains, but they don't condone violence. But just to let people know, please don't do that. And if there's something that you need, there's several resources in this community that can help support you. There's several human services agencies and just people in general who you can talk to and who can help support all of us to get through some tough times. So that's my public service announcement. Please enjoy the holidays. Make it happy. Make it merry. Please don't make it violent in Ithaca. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leslie. Mike.
This is our last meeting of the year, and this has been a tough year. And I remember something our county administrator told us last year, and it was we should remember the good things that happen and our accomplishments as well as the things that have been tough for the year. And I like to look back and think that we accomplished an awful lot. I've had the privilege of working with all 14 of my colleagues here. We always disagree about some things, but I'll tell you, we've all had, in my view, the best interests of the people of the county in the forefront. I can't think of a year when we've actually been more unified. We went through a very, very difficult budget season. We came out with a budget that received tremendous support and I think the respect of the folks out there in the county. We've done some great things here with respect to our environment, just our work on the hydrofracking. And my hat's off to the committees that have done that, the amazing public hearing that was held at the State Theater only a little while ago. I just think it's time that we should reflect that we're here to do a job, and I think we did a good job this year.
Thank you, Mike. Anyone else? Frank.
I think... For those of you that were able to come early, I think we ought to thank the staff for putting together a little gathering for all of us and the staff. It was very nice, but there weren't any carols, and I understand that Joe was going to lead us.
Later on. I plan to later on.
Okay, I'm staying for that. All right. Thank you, Frank. Yes, thanks to Karen, Michelle, and Kathy very much for putting that together. We appreciate it. Okay, anyone else? All right, let me say this is unusual to take the next item so much out of order, but I'm looking at Graham and Arell, and you know, your presentation is actually next, but I'm pretty sure you're going to stick around for the actual resolution and discussion anyway, so I hope you don't mind. So I want to turn this over to Pam. And you know what? There's also, Tom, are you waiting for the tourism items, like E, F, and G?
I was here to answer questions in case they came, yes.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, let's do the consent agenda first. Let me ask first, are there any resolutions to be, because those are on the consent agenda, are there any items to be added to or withdrawn from the agenda and resolutions? All right, then I'm going to just read through the titles and the appointments, and if you have anything you'd like to be pulled, just give a shout out. Resolution A, authorization to reappoint Brooke Greenhouse to the Board of Health, Health Department Building. Resolution B, budget adjustment, Office for the Aging. Resolution C, award of federal job access and reverse commute funds to Health to Human Services Coalition of Tompkins County Incorporated 211 Information and Referral Project. Resolution D, amendment of County Resolution 2011-133. Authorizing 2011 Federal Transit Administration Section 5307 grants for job access and reverse commute and new freedom programs. Resolution E, 2011 Fall Community Celebration Grants. Resolution F, Fall 2011 Tourism Project Grants. Resolution G, award of Fall 2011 Tourism Marketing and Advertising Grants. Resolution H, making a negative declaration of environmental significance in relation to Resolution Number I of 2011, authorizing an agreement with the State of New York for transfer of Teganic Boulevard parcel, which buffers the Black Diamond Trail. Resolution I. Okay. Resolution J, authorization to accept a grant from New York State Archives. Resolution K, determination and certification of county clerk's allowance, annual expenses for administering mortgage tax. Resolution L, correction of errors. Resolution M, designation of newspaper. Resolution N, authorize. N is off. Okay.
Which one? M is in Mary.
Nancy.
Okay.
Resolution O, changes in positions, various departments. Resolution P, implementation of the 2012 budget, departmental fees. Resolution Q, implementation of 2012 Tompkins County budget memberships. Resolution R, delegation of authority to authorize certain tax and solid waste fee refunds. Resolution S, authorization to disperse funds, county administration. Resolution T, delegating to the finance director of the County of Tompkins, New York, the power to authorize the issuance of and to sell $10 million revenue anticipation notes of said county in anticipation of receipt of state aid during the fiscal year of said county commencing January 1st, 2012. Resolution U, workers' compensation budget and apportionment, mutual self-insurance plan. Resolution V, Resolution W, authorizing payments for community college operating budget. Resolution X, authorization for finance director to make year-end transfers, appropriations, and budget adjustments as required. Resolution I, town and city budgets and printing of tax rates. Resolution Z, approving completed tax rolls and directing the executing and delivery of warrants. Resolution AA, approval of amended. Okay, and then there are appointments. Kathy, did you
call?
What? Yes, Peter?
The appointments. I would like to pull one of the appointments.
Well, I'm going to read them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Folks, doesn't usually have this much stuff. End of year, this is what happens. So hang in there. Mental Health Subcommittee, Nancy Such, Christine Decker. Developmental Disabilities Subcommittee, Katrina Schickel, Jeanette Lynch, Sheila Foote, Carol Booth. Substance Abuse Subcommittee, John Berzaganian. Community Mental Health Services Board, Gregory Eels, Jeanette Lynch, John Berzaganian, and Carol Booth. Youth Services Board, Bernice Yarosh. Office for the Aging Advisory Committee, Eugene Lovelace, Edith Spaulding, Irene Gutchess, Mary Oltz, and Rhonda Ketchum. Board of Health, Brooke Greenhouse. Library Board of Trustees, Aloja Arawelli, Gwen Glazer, Rochelle Przanski. Public Information Advisory Board, Stacy Shackford. Soil and Water Conservation District, Ronald Updike. Water Resources Council, Sharon Anderson, Liz Cameron, Jim McGarry, William George, A. Faye Benson, Elaine Quaroni, Greg McConnell, Todd Miller. Environmental Management Council, Edward Wilson, Spring Buck, Gary Stewart, Roger Yonkin, Sarah Adams, Catherine Engler, and Steve Nicholson. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Kit Kephart. Empire Zone Administration Board, Gina McPheeters, Carl Haynes, Michael Hattery. Public Personal Emergency Response Service Advisory Board, Joan Murphy, Ken Lansing, Mary Beth Harrington, Adrian Lucas. Stop DWI Advisory Board, Patricia Buchel, Trudy Pentalia. Criminal Justice Advisory and Alternatives to Incarceration Board, Susan Robinson, Nancy Zook. Traffic Safety Committee, Thomas Ferretti. Emergency Communications Review and Oversight Committee, Ken Lansing, Tim Bangs, Vincent Monticello, Sr. And then the non-consent, those are for PAMS. Okay. Is there a motion? Kathy, a motion on the consent. Frank seconds the consent agenda. All in favor, please raise your hands.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay.
Could you just reread the resolutions that were pulled, please?
Yes. I have I, N as in Nancy, V as in Victory, and double A.
Thank you.
Right? Is that right, Ken? Okay. All right. Tom can go home. You can stay. But all right. Thank you. Pam?
Yes.
Pam, do you want to go ahead with resolution EE? No, not DD.
Yes, I would. And I would like to preface this by saying that this was the fourth resolution that has come before the Planning Committee, and it got separated out from the other three. And at our last meeting, when we just considered this particular resolution, we did it at the very end of the meeting and in a sort of rushed situation. And so I would like as trying to make it consistent across all four resolutions is to have the two resolves in this be the same as the two resolves in the other resolutions. And if you look in your packet, page 73, in the minutes for our last meeting, the two resolves are there. And for that particular, it's the one we passed for the Finger Lakes. And so though I would like to replace those two resolves with what was in your packet. And the only change would be that, of course, it'd be banned, that hydrofracking be banned, not should, but be banned in New York State. That would be in the first of those two resolves.
So okay. On packet page 73.
So does everybody know where we are? Packet page 73. Okay. Okay. So I would like to move this resolution.
Wait, question? Does that still include the word may pose significant risk, or was that?
Well, that's what we passed in the other ones. If you remember, we had a lengthy discussion on that. So if people want to take it out. I mean, we can do that, but so I am moving, recommending statewide ban on high volume hydraulic fracturing as amended.
Is there a second? Second by Carol. Let me clarify. So you want to take lines on our package, page 57, lines 76 to the end, eliminate those, and put the resolves from page 73, and it should that first resolve should say that horizontal drilling and high volume hydrofracking be banned in banned in New York State.
Yes, period.
Okay, everybody has that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Pam.
I am very happy to bring this forward. As Herb was talking about earlier. I have come to support, to believe very strongly that this particular process should be banned. I think there's just extensive evidence in Pennsylvania and in other states that really this is an untested, untried process that has the potential of creating a tremendous irreparable damage. Our future, one of the growing commodities in our world is clean water. And that will only increase over time from now on. And the fact that we would jeopardize our aquifers, our streams, and our water supplies
for this kind of short-term gain by a very few is, to me, is just irresponsible and is not economically wise, a good way to develop our area and maintain the kind of quality of life that we have. So I'm delighted to have be able to present this tonight.
Thank you, Pam. Anyone else? Julie.
In your red folders, you will see a suggestion submitted by Legislator Kiefer. I was concerned because the title mentioned ban and the resolve did not. Pam has just taken care of that. I had one other change I wanted to make in the resolution to reflect part of the EMC's recently adopted comments on the draft supplemental EIS. And that addition would go on page one of the resolutions. Line 36 is the one that deals with air quality. And what I'm recommending is that in addition to the nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds that contribute to ground level ozone, the words "and airborne silica from sand mining" also be added. What was part of the EMC's comments dealt with the fact that you don't just need lots of water to frack, you also need sand. It's especially the fine grains of sand that act as the proppant that keep the little seams open that methane can escape from. And mining sand is a very dirty operation. You get airborne dust. The dust is largely silica dust. Crystalline silica is a carcinogen. Crystalline silica causes lung disease the way asbestos does. It's not healthy stuff. And so, as far as I could tell, the supplemental EIS draft is silent on the subject of sand mining, and it seems reasonable to request that that be addressed both for the workers and the residents in nearby areas. So I wanted to have it summarized by those six words in our legislative resolution, and I'm moving to add "and airborne silica from sand mining."
Well, is that friendly to Pam and Carol?
Well, I have no trouble for us. That we discuss this, but I feel as if this hasn't been vetted at all and gone through the process like the rest of these resolutions. So I would like to consider this, but I would not consider it friendly in this particular resolution. I would like us to bring it back to the committee and talk about it.
You mean you're withdrawing the resolution?
No, I'm talking about your... So
the addition is not friendly,
exactly.
So, Julie, you want to move that as an amendment?
Yeah, I'll move it as an amendment. I doubt that we're going to want to consider another resolution on the subject of EIS, so I'd like to amend this.
Okay, was there a second? Will? Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to add that, those words, on line 38. Discussion of that?
Do you have further questions about it?
Okay, ready to vote?
Not at this particular moment. I mean, I don't. I just feel as if this is being put in here. I'm sorry, Martha.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I would rather have us have a broader discussion on this. I mean, the DSGEIS. I mean, I don't remember having this being a mention in there, and I'm not denying that it's a problem. But I think that we need to discuss it.
We'll discuss it. Carol, then Peter.
Yeah. I don't have strong feelings about this. I think that we do know an awful lot about silica dust, and that that's a problem. I haven't had occasion in all of the gas drilling fora and things I've attended to hear in particular about this, but it may be that I have missed that. So if you could tell us just a bit more about how this came up at the EMC and whether there was you know, discussion about a pros and cons about whether that's a particular impact of gas drilling in this context. That I'm happy to vote for it, and it's, you know, it's part of a whereas, so I would support it if there's been a real backup by one of our advisory boards.
There has not been much talk about it. That's okay. Correct. I came across it. Well, Reuters News Service mentioned that, and I think that was where I saw them quoting the CEO of a sand mining company telling his shareholders that there's a shortage of sand in the U.S. This is part of the gas boom, and we can practically name our own price. And then I think it was in the Earth Island Journal I saw something about USGS reporting that the cubic meters of sand used in fracking had grown, I forget how many times, maybe six times over from 2000 to 2008. Those are approximate things. I don't remember the exact numbers. And that it's expected to double again by 2010. So if there's a shortage of sand, and sand mining is required as part of this, then it's not unlike Bob Howarth taking on the idea that the greenhouse gas emissions from hydrofracking are such that it isn't obviously cleaner than burning coal. This is something that has not made a lot of news yet, but in Texas, there's one little town where they're trying to open a new gas mine, and a sand mine, and it's extremely controversial. So I think it's an issue that is missing from the EIS and has been missing from most discussion until really quite recently. I think it was in September that the Reuters article came out. So there hasn't been time to have it vetted for a long time through committees, but I think the EMC recognized that it made sense, and the information went back to the EMC subcommittee that was putting together comments, and they added it in their comments. And so that's why I brought it here.
Thank you, Julie. Peter?
Well, I'm very uncomfortable voting for or against a technical issue that I have absolutely no idea whether it is a serious problem or not. I know there's huge amounts of sand that is are mined for concrete. It's an important industrial product. I've never heard of that being a serious environmental problem. There's all kinds of environmental problems, but just somehow adding it in this context because somebody said something someplace, I'm not comfortable voting yes on that.
Pat?
I'd like to just say, first of all, thank you to Dooley for bringing this research to us. In a document, my feeling about this is that in a document that is as complex as this document and on an issue that's as complex as the issue of hydrofracking, I'm not surprised in a way to hear that there may be something like this that didn't get really vetted as the process went through with our committees and so on. And everything that Dooley has said makes good sense, and it sounds as if the EMC has taken some time to take a look at this, and I don't have any problem with adding it, so I would support it.
Anyone else? I'll just say that I would agree with that, and there's a lot in here I hope that the DEC pays attention to, and there's a lot that will carry more weight if it's in this resolution as opposed to an individual's comment, so I think it sounds like a reasonable thing to add. Anything else? Ready to vote on the amendment of adding an airborne silica from sand mining to the resolution. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? That fails 5-10. Dooley has suggested you write a letter and send it in as a comment.
Oh, so it's going in as a comment okay. From the EMC, but I'm sorry it can't have the county's blessing, too.
Any other discussion on the resolution? Julie?
The question was asked earlier about whether the word may was coming out of the page 73 transfer. And it seems to me that the way the wording was in that paragraph, the conclusion is that this process poses a risk, not that it may pose a risk. So it seems inconsistent to me to be asking for a ban on the grounds that something may pose a risk. And I would move to remove the word may.
And make it say poses significant risk.
Well, they're two things, so together they pose a risk.
Okay. Is that a second, Pam? Okay, second by Pam. Peter, discussion? Nathan?
Well, I guess, is it out of order to call the question here? Because we talked about this at great length at the last meeting.
No, it's not out of order.
I'd like to call the question.
Is there a second for that? Our Dave seconds that. All in favor of calling the question on this amendment, please raise your hand. Four. Opposed? Should be 11. Fails 4 to 11. So we're back to discussing poses significant risk. Kathy, then. I had Nathan, Kathy, then Pam.
Yeah, I will support this today because in the time since our last legislature meeting, the EPA actually did rule in and make a decision that fracking was implicated in damaging a water supply. And so it's not may. It has caused an actual issue. And so so I think we should remove that may and say that it's a risk.
Okay. Kathy.
Thank you. In our past discussion, the reason that I didn't support exchanging, taking out the word may is because it, at that time, was a strong deal breaker for one of our members. And I thought, in this situation, it was really great to show that we had pretty much unanimous support. This is a different resolution, but I think that, and I agree with Nathan, that the EPA has spoken. Many of us that have some issues with all the things that the EPA says might not feel that that's as definitive, although, of course, it supports what we've all been studying and know. However, if it was to cost us a unanimous vote on this, to me, the two resolves are pretty well thought out and pretty well worded, and I don't think keeping the word may in is going to bother me personally, so especially if I heard from at least one of the members for whom adding the word may allowed them to vote for it. I know this is convoluted, but that's why I wouldn't support removing it. But if I can hear from that member that, hey, now, you know, they've seen the light and they're totally on board with this, whether the word may is in or not, well, then I would know that we weren't sacrificing unanimity for wordsmithing. So that's where I'm at.
Well, I think there's an appropriate time to clarify that the vote in the committee was not unanimous. Is that right?
That's right. It was 3-1. We had one person who voted against it. So.
I'm sorry, who voted against it? One member?
Yes, we had one member vote against it.
All right. Well, the question's been asked.
Not to put anybody on the spot or anything.
Well, okay, right. Well, it's a public record. Okay, we'll wait for that person to raise his hand. Pam, Carol, and Jim?
I'll pass now. What I wanted to say got said.
Carol and Jim.
I'll pass.
No. Oh, well, I want to thank all of my colleagues and all of our advisory boards and all of our departments who have put the kind of work all year that they put into this moment of having the legislature weigh in on the four resolutions that have come before us. And I think that it's really important that we've done all this work. I think that the way in which we chose to bring this forward, I think PAMP's committee chose to bring this forward, so that people could come in at different points in their sense of where we as a county ought to be going with our comments, with our thoughts about home rule, with our thoughts then about a ban for the Finger Lakes in Tompkins County made sense, made a lot of sense, and then to separate out this, you know, did we want to take this to the next step, as this resolution does, and say that because of all that's come before and all that we've studied, did we want to say that this was dangerous enough for everybody, even in our vicinity, in New York State, to ban it in New York State? And I personally agree that is true. I feel strongly that that's true. I feel strongly that the negative impacts of this activity are not going to stop at the borders of Tompkins County if this is happening a little bit south of here. The air, the negative impact on the air quality will come across our borders. The water migrates and gets rained back down on us. The impact on our housing, on our health, and on our roads is not going to stop at our borders, and I think that it's dangerous enough. I think that the work that we've done in Tompkins County has gone well beyond the boundaries of the county and New York State. I have on my computer now a copy of a letter that went back and forth between the commissioner, the Texas Commissioner of Mortgage Banking, and the Attorney General of the state of Maryland, sending the paper that was put out by the people in Tompkins County on the mortgage banking questions. And I was down in Westchester, and people there wanted to know at Pace Law School, and people wanted to know about the work being done by our planning department on the 18 land use tools that towns ought to have in place. So, I think that the work that we've done here in Tompkins County goes well beyond, and I think this resolution, if we passed it, would go well beyond. I was going to go where Kathy is going, only I'm hoping to take it a step further. I would understand if we have colleagues on the legislature who don't feel as comfortable calling for a statewide ban as they did for the things we passed last week. But if we are going to call for it and it isn't going to be unanimous, I would agree to take out that word may, and would want to put it in more absolute terms that we actually can reach conclusions. So I actually would want to ask our colleagues, the ones who had the objections to having the word may last time, if you would be willing to comment, were there two or three of you?
Six.
Six? For whom that word may was a deal breaker? Mm. No. Because I would support taking out the word may if it's not going to be an issue, but if it is, I would be with you.
Will is next, but I think Brian is going to speak to that.
Well,
go ahead, Brian.
It was a question.
I mean, do you want to take care of this or?
No, you can, go ahead and answer.
Okay.
If you're answering,
well, first thing I need to do is have the question re-asked because I didn't quite follow it. You want to know that the ultimate vote based on that?
I want to know if your vote on this resolution is dependent on the word may being in there or not.
No, but I would I'd rather that it be in there. But no.
Okay. Will it make a difference to you if I vote for taking it out?
No.
That's enough for now. Will?
Thank you, Arvid. So, in addition to all the people, Carol, thanks, I wanted to thank our public who came out tonight, the folks who took time to send us emails, and all the people who showed up, amazing number of people who showed up at that hearing put on by TCOG. The statements that were just unbelievable in terms of the quality. It's still available on YouTube if you care to watch some of them. In preparation for that, I spent some time looking at the document, specifically economic analysis, and I was shocked. I was just stunned at the incompleteness. What an incredibly lousy job the consultants for the state had done in trying to anticipate the problems. This is so far from being ready for implementation. I think sheer prudence necessitates a ban, and I will support that whether or not it has a may.
Thank you, Will. Frank?
Could you restate what
issue is on the floor for a vote, please.
The issue is to change, and there's no line here because it's in the first resolve. Yes, the first resolve that it will say that horizontal drilling and high-volume hydrofracturing may pose significant risks to our water resources. Rather, the amendment is to say hydrofracturing poses significant risks to our water resources. Is that right, Dooley? That's the motion?
I think so. I don't have it in front of me. I thought there were two nouns before the verb.
No, that horizontal drilling and high-volume hydrofracturing pose significant risk.
Yeah.
Right, that would be correct. So just to take out may. So, Frank?
Okay. I just want to address something that Nathan raised about the EPA. It's my understanding, Nathan, I don't want to second-guess you, but if you're referring to the issue that occurred in Wyoming in the last couple of weeks, the clarification that later came out was that the company that did the drilling drilled through a primary aquifer. It had nothing to do with hydrofracking. It actually had to do with the fact that they drilled through a primary aquifer, which they shouldn't, anybody with a brain, shouldn't have permitted that in the first place. Perhaps there's something more that you know, but that's what I read.
Well, I would say, I think that
the
actual process of fracturing the rock as the source of water contamination is just one of the ways in which this entire industrial activity poses significant risks. And I think drilling into a primary aquifer, trucks crashing and spilling their contents into streams, all the other things that have clearly happened are included in the ways that this industry poses significant risks. I know I've seen that. I know the industry has talked about the narrow example of the fracturing process itself and trying to say that that has never caused contamination. And so I just want to clarify what I've heard about that.
Could I continue for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Since we're about to vote, I assume, on an amendment, I'd like to reserve any comments I make till we're addressing the main resolution.
Okay. Is there any other discussion of the amendment? All right, ready to vote. All in favor of taking the word may out, please raise your hand. Ten opposed? One, two, three, four. That passes 10-5. We're back to the main motion. Discussion? You want to go for it?
No, I'll wait and hear what everyone else has to say.
Jim. Jim and Mike.
I'm going to support this, whether it's may or shall, because news that I read in the newspaper this morning that our own DEC doesn't have any money to buy inspectors, and it's not in next year's budget. I do have some knowledge about how that'll all probably work out as the future, as the future comes upon us. But at this point in this whole effort, it's pretty shocking to think about New York State maybe within 6 weeks, 8 weeks, allowing. Permitting, and they don't have anything set to regulate the industry when it moves into the state, and it would, it's almost like, are we going to self-regulate ourselves? And I know that won't happen, but this is a really easy resolution to pass for me, because New York State is not ready to accept all this yet, and may not be for some time.
Thank you, Jim. Mike.
This deserves a unanimous vote, yes. I hope everyone can support it. I agree with Jim that whether the word may or is in there or not is not significant to the resolution as a whole. The resolution, the fact that we're doing the resolution and sending it to the state is the operative thing here. They will look at it. They'll look at other input as well. This is about protection of our Tompkins County, and it's about protection of the rest of the state as well.
Anyone else? Frank?
At the planning committee meeting, if memory serves me right, I was pretty much in favor of and moved and brought forward, I think, the other three at least two of the other three resolutions. This one had been postponed. I'm very much in favor of giving, as a couple of my constituents mentioned earlier this evening, the towns under home rule the opportunity to cast their own destiny and weigh in. I was very much, and I still am very much in favor of banning the process, and we did adjust it at the last meeting in the Finger Lakes because that does affect our region directly. I'm opposed to this resolution not because I'm in favor of hydrofracking, but I think that we'll let the state take its own lumps. If we want to get behind something as individual legislators, let's do it. But with all due respect, probably my town, Caroline, was the most, it cost a couple of people an election because every other issue that anyone tried to bring forward in Caroline up until November 8th to be exact, was overshadowed by hydrofracking. That does not make for good government. I'm sorry. It's a major concern. And I'm not sidestepping that, but I think I will not support this as a legislator. I'll support it as I did on the Water Resources Council as chairman. We submitted two rounds of comments this time around, and I supported our planning commissioner's comments through the last resolution and also endorsing them. But I probably will be the lone vote this evening against this resolution.
Thank you, Frank. Anyone else? I just wanted to add a couple brief things. I want to thank the Planning Department, Ed Marks, Commissioner, who's right there. This is a tremendous amount of work that's gone into this, and I really want to thank you for helping to educate all of us on these issues. I want to thank Pam for, when there were four resolutions, I kind of was eager that you just pass them all and bring them all through. I think it was a much better idea. You're right that we're talking about this one as a statewide ban separately. It's a big deal. This is a really big deal. And with all due respect, Frank, I think that just as we were all disappointed when the Near City and Skin and Syracuse watersheds were set aside and given special attention, if it's not safe enough for them, why is it okay for the rest of us? I feel the same way about, if it's not safe enough for the Finger Lakes, I don't think it's safe enough for anybody in New York State. And I agree that the effects will be felt across county borders, certainly across town borders. The impacts are not just sort of the unknowns that keep popping up about earthquakes and water contamination, but we know the damage that will happen to habitat, to communities with millions of trucks and that sort of thing. So, certainly want to thank the public. The public in New York State has educated the DEC on this issue. There were 14,000 comments in the first round on the DSGIS. The second round has, as of mid-December, I think, already had 10,000 comments. I'm proud to be part of that effort. So, did I see Jim's hand?
Yes. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Roll call vote.
Mr. Lane?
Yes.
Ms. Mackesy?
Yes.
Mrs. McBean Claiborne?
Yes.
Mr. McKenna?
Yes.
Mr. Proto?
No.
Ms. Pryor?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Me?
Yes. Mr. Burbank?
Yes.
Ms. Chalk?
Yes.
Mr. Dennis?
Yes.
Ms. Herrera?
Yes.
Ms. Kiefer?
Yes.
Ms. Robertson?
Yes.
14 ayes, 1 no.
Thank you all for coming. Now, it's going to be a really interesting meeting if you want to stay.
Outstanding job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, all of you, very much.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pam, we'll come back to the rest of your report. All right. Where are we? We should go to Aurel and Graham. We have a presentation tonight. Is there something I'm supposed to do? We have an interesting presentation tonight. It probably will be a lengthy presentation, but very, very full of information. And delighted to have Graham Gillespie here from Holt Architects, who I think has been doing nothing but county business for about 6 months. And Aurel Amaro, welcome, and thank you for coming. In your packets, you have a sheet on the left side of your folder, a spreadsheet with lots of numbers on it. You want to have that handy?
I know, I'm fat, huh?
Aurel, is that the only handout, the spreadsheet?
Yes.
Okay.
We haven't got also the copy of the slide.
Oh, do you have that with you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. And I would just point out to the staff that have come in recently, there's holiday cheer in the other room. Please make yourself at home and enjoy some. Not the cheeriest yet, but later. So this is relevant to the resolution on our agenda, resolution EE, but first we thought it would be important to just bring everybody up to date about the project. I'm talking to half a room here. Where is everybody? I think we're not even out. We don't have a quorum in the room right now.
Maybe you should call a break.
It appears I should call a break. Let's take a 5-minute recess. Okay.